Biden approves migrant camp at NYC airfield despite residents' opposition. By John Binder on August 23, 2023. President Joe Biden is ignoring concerns from Brooklyn, New York. Residents and has greenlit a plan that will see at least 2,000 single adult male border crossers and illegal aliens housed in a former naval airfield facility, paid for by New Yorkers. On Tuesday, residents in southeast Brooklyn protested New York Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to turn Floyd Bennett Field, owned by the federal government, into a massive migrant camp. The former naval airfield sits along Jamaica Bay and near multiple neighborhoods including Garretson Beach, Roxbury, and Breezy Point. "I live here, I grew up here," one resident told News 12. "It's going to make the neighborhood way more dangerous." During the protest, former GOP candidate for New York City Mayor Curtis Sliva blamed Biden's lax enforcement of federal immigration law for the more than 100,000 migrants that have arrived in the city since the spring of last year. "The people here feel that they have been betrayed," Sliva said at the protest. "No transparency whatsoever. It's like pay your taxes, shut up, raise your kids, and we'll tell you what you're going to do. Well, we've had enough, no more of the illegal aliens. Enough is enough. This is Joe Biden's problem." Despite concerns from nearby residents, Hochul confirmed on Wednesday that the Biden administration had approved her plan to house thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens at the airfield. Hochul, praising the effort, said New Yorkers will pick up the tab for the migrant camp. "I'm viewing this as a significant development by the administration. To acknowledge that we need more help here," Hochul said. The migrant camp at the airfield will be among many set up in New York City. Also this week, Mayor Eric Adams, opened a mega-migrant shelter on Randall's Island that will disrupt recreation services for school children as it sits on three soccer fields. That mega-shelter may soon house about 3,000 single adult male border crossers and illegal aliens at a cost of $20 million every month for New York City taxpayers. This is in addition to the $12 billion bill that New Yorkers are projected to pay to provide housing, food, care, and public services to migrants arriving from the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.